Hello. No, I'll say hello. Yes, I am Johnny White. Really, really welcome to Lunch Watch. Anyhow, how are we all this appalling morning? I'm okay. Not that you would have asked me. And I'm always careful to say that before you have the opportunity to ask, so as to trap you in a vibe from which there can be no escape. But having said that, hello again, and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition where you send in one lunch you've had between Monday or Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White Really Really, as well as the ever shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti, to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. I'll come up with a better way of saying that next week. How have your lives been since last we met? Personally, I feel a dreadful empty feeling today, you'll be relieved to hear. As if my emotions are all hosting a big closing down sale. Also, way, I may at mates play, who anke effinly day ear hay e may, eepke extingte e may, oothre the or day, to elte e may, I've otne orekli ke osht way, umse asses glay, itch way I incorrectly way, ought they were immunal ke one's way, and way ease they sort of way, discussion stay, eve lay e may, ealing fay, athetic pay, and way upset way, and way umtime say I ish way they, ud way ust jay, inish fay, e may off way, once way and way for all way. Ut bay, oo yay, aunt k, av hay, everything in way, I flay, can you? Anyhow, enough of all that. Let's deal with the very real issues that arise at lunchtime, i.e. lunch. And there was a nice selection this week, and an extensive selection, and I was, as ever I am, glad to see them. Lots of chicken this week. Chickens all over the shop, quite frankly, which was good, I suppose. I get chased by chickens. People say that they're stupid, but they can certainly detect weakness. But right now, this second, I can't go another moment longer without taking care of a few orders of business. Firstly, some intel re-paella from Paul, who said, did you know that authentic paella doesn't have seafood in it, as it comes from a slightly inland region of southeast Spain? A classic paella would have broad beans, chicken liver, chicken and rabbit, although the seasoning of saffron and smoked paprika is the same. Now, I myself didn't know that, but then I only realised that A Nightmare Before Christmas was a pun on The Night Before Christmas in 2015. And I'm not usually considered much in the brains department at the best of times. Secondly, a disqualification. And I'm simultaneously shocked to my foundations and also completely unsurprised to announce that it's Hank Hill once again. His entry: did have a good breakfast earlier. Toast, toast, toast and more toast. I even left the tea bag in. Now, everybody in life has a breaking point. Jim Carrey put that mask on, for example, when things got too much for him. And I'm really being driven to my breaking point. For this is no breakfast watch. And even were it so, toast, 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 and more toast, I even left the tea bag in. I simply can and must not. By the way, the music you hear underneath is called Hank Hill's Theme and has been specially composed by a friend of the podcast, Ari, and I think it really gets to the heart of the matter in a sonic sense. So anyhow, yes, once again, Hank Hill, you are disqualified, but please do enter again next week. But enough about all that. Let's check out this week's three front runners. Firstly, we had Rory. His entry, which he wrote in Catalan, but I'll read it translated because I'm no great shakes at sight reading languages. Portato, Turns out I'm no good at reading words that I know and love. Potato tortilla sandwich, aioli, and a glass of gazpacho. Enough ice cream. Now, I wondered if Rory had been writing enough ice cream and it had been retranslated as enough. I hope so. I liked the sound of this one. I've never had gazpacho soup, I don't think, although I love tortillas and ice cream. I love everything and everybody. Up to and including frontrunner number two, aka Katie. Her entry: I didn't think I would need lunch today because I had porridge at 11, but I just ate a halloumi sandwich, confirming the drink had been two small glasses of Diet Coke and then tea with soya milk. This was a good one, and a timely one to remind us of the element of surprise in everyday life. I like how lunches sometimes take you by surprise. You'll be just strolling through life, minding your own business as much as can be expected of you, and then kablamo, you're eating lunch. And finally, frontrunner number three. And kablamo, it's previous frontrunner Jake, once again. His entry: sweet chili chicken and rice with a bottle of raspberry yop. Thank you. Well, no, Jake, thank you. And at this point, I must come right out and admit that his inclusion is solely due to the way the bottle of yop looked in the picture. God, it looks good. God, it looks nice. God, it looks good. God, it looks nice. End of discussion. And that's all this week's front runners. And as we mull over the three front runners, I'd just like to play that famous coin game, heads or tails. Can I hand Zoe the coin for the heads or tails game? Can you confirm what's it called? Denomination of coin it is?
It's a tuppence.
Two pence. The old warhorse of the coins. And would you like to flick it? And wait, before everyone fix in your minds. So heads or tails, fix in your mind what this is for. And Zoe is about to flick the coin. Do we have a reading?
We do.
What is it?
It's heads.
It's heads. Heads again, I think.
I can't remember.
Well, either way, it's heads. So, and thank you. Thanks you for playing and thank you for flicking it, Zoe.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was good. That was a good one.
So, thanks to you.
And so the final verdict ever approaches. But before we pull into the station and terminate, let's do what I like to call my little recap of today's three front runners. And maybe you can use this time to decide who you think might win, or who you would like to win, or both, or if there might be the same thing, I don't know. I mean, surely there would be the same, I don't know, doesn't matter. You might want someone to win more than... Okay, I'll confuse myself. So anyway, it's a recap. So will it be Rory with his tortilla and gazpacho? Will it be Katie with her surprise halloumi sandwich with several glasses of Diet Coke? Or can it be Jake with his chili chickens and yop? And it falls solely to myself to solemnly declare that this week the winner is... Rory! Can you talk us through your entry for this week and through any of the vivid emotions that led you to making that decision for lunch?
Not really much to it, frankly. We were making our way back from a lovely holiday away in Spain.
Oh, right. So you were away.
Yeah, I was just staying close to my partner's family in Valencia.
Oh, and nice.
Fortunately there, they all have a lot of, culture of cooking and lots of nice things to be eating. So after a sort of week of indulging in all of that, we're in quite a rush to get back to the airport in time. You've also got to make sure that you don't land with nothing to eat whilst you're stuck in a shuttle bus stop waiting for the bus to Derby.
Because then, you'll feel a real emptiness inside you.
Yeah, so we'd whizzed out to the local supermarket and picked up really cheap potato omelette, but they're actually quite special considering to people there it's your everyday sort of nothingness, you know. Why would you buy one of those? You can just make it at home. It's really easy. But
I'm a keen advocate for the everyday nothingness.
Yeah. Well, so we got one of those. We got a bunch of homemade aioli, which is essentially just garlic mayonnaise.
Yes, I love that stuff.
It's fantastic.
Is that the same as garlic sauce that they put on kebabs?
No.
Okay. Because I get garlic sauce.
Yeah, no, I love all sorts of garlic condiments. In fact, I consider myself a bit of a condiment king, frankly.
King of condiments?
Yeah, not that I always have loads, but, you know, I'm always interested. It's sort of it's the aisle in the shop that always catches my eye.
The king of curiosity.
Yeah, there's just so much to be explored. Anyway, I don't want to stray from the subject too much. Okay. It's basically just egg yolk, olive oil, and loads of garlic. And I will say it probably wasn't the best idea for having to spend the entirety of the day wearing a face mask.
Ah, yeah.
But it ensured for a very, very well lubricated sandwich, which consisted of the potato omelette.
The old egg potato.
Loads of that stuff. And pre-sliced Havarti cheese.
Ooh, what's that?
I think it's a Greek cheese, maybe, or Cypriot cheese. So, you know... Not necessarily exciting, but plenty going on.
And the gazpacho?
Yes. I mean, you can only really buy it in litres in most places, so we had a massive bottle to get through in the morning. So I was sort of wolfing down plenty of the good
stuff. What is it? Is it like a very nice version of V8?
Yeah, it's basically like it's an affordable V8, yeah. It's got, you know, tomatoes, peppers.
All the heavy hitters.
Some of the light ones too, cucumber. You can get it without cucumber.
Cucumber, I thought I'd made a great discovery when I was making a dressing. I showed my girlfriend I'd squeezing it through a garlic presser, and she didn't seem to think it was that much of an innovation. But I think it is. Give it a go if you've got a garlic crusher.
I will. But how did that end? You know,
it ended in a sort of nice cucumbery water. Coming from out of the garlic presser, and then I mix it in with. So it's just because I think cucumber. I can't tell if this is an obvious thing to say or an unobvious thing to say, but I actually think it tastes not really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I think it gets a sort of rep as being sort of nothingy, but I reckon cucumbers are the secret weapons of the veg world.
I think people who would oppose such a thing clearly haven't thought about it all that much, because it's actually a really overpowering flavor a lot of the time. And if you're making yourself like a smoothie, then you put a bit too much cucumber in it, you certainly notice.
Yeah, you're in trouble then.
However, yeah, in the gazpacho, it doesn't seem to, you know, it has its own place. I think it's kept in line by the garlic and the onions.
The ruthless the olive tyranny oil of the garlic. Yeah, that sounds nice. And then I noticed that you'd put enough ice cream, and I wondered if that was a translation of enough ice cream.
That was actually not what I intended, but I realized that from a translator point of view, it could mean such a thing. I just meant that the gazpacho was incredibly cold.
Oh, so there wasn't ice cream?
No.
This is a twist. There's always a twist these days.
Yeah, well, you know.
This is a good twist. Okay, so you heard it here. Well, obviously first. There was no...
Can I just say, what sort of person would you take me for if I were to have a lot of ice cream after... You know, the previous.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't sure about. See, I didn't know about the what's the word? I didn't know the sort of levels you were having everything else at. But yeah, well, it was a fantastic lunch, and it's caught all of our eyes. And do you have any lunches that you'd like to see win in the future?
I think as long as people are honest with their entries, and you know, personally, it's important that you know. Besides going for what you really want and for what really sort of calls out to you without going out of your way too much, unless that's your thing, is that it contains enough crunch. You know, there needs to be crisps at least. I'm not a fan of these
soft...
sort of cheese sandwiches on soft bread. And you know, if it was a baguette, we'd be.
Then we'd be talking. We'd be in business.
That's fine, but yeah, I think crunch is something that, particularly for a lunch or dinner, as I'd like to call it. It's just vital.
It is vital. It's the one. All right, man. Well, good to talk to you. Congratulations again, and then enter again next week, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Will do. Nice to chat to you.
Nice to talk to you, man. All right, bye-bye.
Take it easy. Bye.
That was Rory, a.k.a. King Rory the First. And if you would like to follow in his footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunch Watch officially open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can submit your lunches on Twitter at lunchwatch or on email lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook, but as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. I've never had gazpacho soup, but then I've never done a lot of things. And I never really do these sorts of things in this sort of thing, but my friend Chris died 2 years ago yesterday, and I still live in the room next to his, although now there isn't anybody in it. He had never had gazpacho soup either, I don't reckon. I feel this would have definitely been established in our years of in-house chit-chat. In fact, I was there the day when he had his first anything other than mayo chicken from McDonald's, a double cheeseburger, which he'd had on my 5-star recommendation, which he didn't dislike particularly but never ordered again, to my knowledge. This is called knowing who you are in this life, and that is what's called a commendable trait. And I'm really getting into my new role as somebody who for some reason tells everyone what things are called, so stay tuned for more of that kind of thing in the future. So anyhow, let's hear it this time for us all, and congratulations again to Rory. Goodbye for now. We'll meet again one day, when the clock hands land somewhere between 12 and 2, or 3 at the absolute limit.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.